Station for Felicia Johnson, F-E-L-I-C-I-A-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 2/28/1965. Date of accident is 3/16/2022. Date of service is 9/22/2022. Miss Felicia Johnson is presenting herself for a second visit. And she's complaining of an extremely severe pain in the neck as well as into the right shoulder. To the 3, 7, and 8. And the numbness and tingling trickling down to the right arm involving first, second, and third finger, which is almost constant numbness for the last several days. And the patient is concerned, so she stopped by. And she's having a neuropsych evaluation on October 5th, where she will have a complete evaluation. She lost 4 to 5 pounds, and her right hand is bothering her quite a bit. And pain level varies from 7 to 8. And in the lower back it is 7 to 8. And the neck pain is around 7. The range of motion of the right shoulder is all the way to 180 degrees. Occasionally there is a pain, but it has improved quite a bit. Some pain shooting down to the buttocks bilaterally is reported from the lower back. Patient reports ADLs are affected 7. Usually involving general activity, walking ability, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life. Mood is affected 6. Overall, 50% improvement has been reported by the patient. And in the system review, patient has ongoing headaches that are much less frequent, but they are still 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are usually occipital. No headaches in the frontal region, no more. And they are not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision distress, or vision, hearing, printing, blackouts. And there is no difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, feelings, loss of balance, loss of patient denies lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor realization of work, poor work performance, and no history of anxiety, depression, panic, loss of memory, or confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient still has a stiffness of the neck and the lower back and right shoulder. Along with the pain reported in the lower back and the neck region, and also in the right wrist and hand, with the involvement of first, second, and third finger. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. And there is no numbness in the left fingers. I'm sorry. There is numbness of overall, patient report that her pain is 50% better over the last 7-8 days. It is worsened, and basically she has lost 5 pounds. But other than that, there are no changes in the medical system. Current same medications are prescribed. 2% said yes. None is reported. Compliance program, full compliance. Report for the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 142/111, pulse is 40, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the physical examination will be seen from previous visit 9/14/2022, dictation number 0919-023. highly valid group of all. There is a positive carpal tunnel syndrome with the positive Phelan sign and Tinian sign. Bilaterally, that was tested today. There is a weakness of both the grips and the arms. Patient reports weakness of right arm especially, which is continuously numb, and both the hands have numbness of second, third, and fourth finger as well. Only in the right arm there is a shooting pain from the neck, but there is skin from the brain. So the diagnosis is the same. The product here is as follows. I've ordered an MRI for the cervical spine, and we have cancelled the orthopedic consult for right shoulder since the pain has improved quite a bit. In addition to median nerve block for both wrists that has been explained to the patient, I'm ordering an MRI of the neck to be done to identify the issues at hand for this ongoing numbness. The patient did not have this issue before, and now she has experienced this numbness for last 1 week. So the X-ray from the hospital on the day of visit was done, which showed a severe C3, C4 and congenital fusion, as well as mild to moderate degenerative disc disease of the mid lower thoracic spaces, and C4 to T1, there is a prominent disc disease. Neural encroachment from C3 to the left and C4 distally on the right was shown. In the plain X-ray. And hence, it is a good idea to try the MRI to identify detailed information. Regarding her lumbar spine, she has a disc desiccation, loss of disc height from L1 to L5, along with the herniated disc at L1, L2, and L4, L5, and bulging disc at L2-3 and L3-4, and annular tear at L4, L5, facet arthritis to L4, L5, and L5-S1. In the shoulders, on the right shoulder, there was a glenohumeral joint arthritis, which is unrelated to the car accident. AC joint arthritis, again, not related to car accident. There is a diffuse labral tearing, which is associated possibly with that the car accident. Intact rotator cuff at this time. So no treatment will be needed, but maybe intra-articular injection of the shoulder will be a good idea. She's able to, her range of motion is now completely normal, and the pain is minimal. A on-lux photomodulation device was ordered to use an infrared device, and we go from there. She will be seen in 30 days after the MRI of the neck is done. Appreciate it.